بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير everybody for coming out. How's everybody doing? MashaAllah, sounds good. جزاكم الله خيرا. Let's get started. Let's get right into it. We have a few things to take care of immediately, which is some practice. We're going to start off the day with some practice of what we had learned last time, which was the changing of the tashkil of R3. The changing of the tashkil of R3, that was what we were focusing on, and that is what we will start with. So we will complete the table below, and I'd like you to participate, inshallah, with me by typing, if not the whole thing, at least the R3, the sound that R3 is making. Sounds good? Okay, let's try that. So I have R3 having... So this is my word, Al-Muslim, and my R3 here is the meme at the very end. And if I put a dhamma on it, it becomes Al-Muslimu, okay? And I'll complete it, like, you know, column by column, okay? So I'm going to do fatha with the Al next. So this would be Al-Musli, not that one, Brother Siraj, I'm doing the one with the fatha, yeah. Musliman, that would be not correct. This would be Al-Muslima, very good. I'm putting a fatha on it, okay? Not two fathas. Yesara, I'm going to put as Al-Musli. Al-Muslimi. Very good. Al-Muslimi. I think that one is pretty straightforward. Yes? So far, so good? Okay. Let's try now putting tanween. I'm gonna start by doing this. Muslimun. In fact, I'm gonna remove the Al, Sister Shamila. Okay, I'm gonna remove the Al. Muslimun. All right. Then, Musliman. Very good. And I'm adding this alif. Thank you very much. Excellent observation. Because that is how that's a spelling rule that we have when we are starting off with or when writing. Two fathas, you know, a tanween of two fathas. Yes? All right, next one. Very good. Muslimin. All right. And we can read it like a column. Al-Muslimu, Al-Muslima, Al-Muslimi. Muslimun, Musliman, Muslimin. Okay. I have now Maghdubun. Maghdub is, if you remember, this is on the pattern of Ma'loom, Maghdub. This is the acted upon. For family one. This is the acted upon. Okay, let's fill in the column first. Shall we? Maghdubun. Then we have Maghdu. What, folks? Maghdu. I'm filling the column first, Sister Fatima. Maghduban. Yes. Al maghduban. No, we will remove the al. Strom ziyad. And now, lastly, maghdub. Maghdub bin. Maghdub bin. Okay. I add al, and I'm going to remove the tanween. Correct, brother Bilal. Ahsant. Al and tanween do not exist together. This will become al maghdub. Al maghdub. Boom. Good. Very good. Al maghdub. Ba. Al maghdub. B. Right. غير المغضوب عليهم. Right. That's the one. Okay. الرحيم. So let's fill in the column first. What is this going to be? What's R3 in الرحيم? R3 is the meme, right? R3 is the meme. Correct? It has a kasra, so that's fine. That's okay. Yeah. Ar-Rahimu. Very good. Ar-Rahima. Ar-Rahimi. Very good. We read it as a column. Ar-Rahimu, Ar-Rahima, Ar-Rahimi. Tanween. I remove the al. Rahimun. Man, mashallah. Everybody's doing a great job participating. I love that. Alhamdulillah, that's awesome. It's very good for our learning, inshallah. Rahimin. All right. Rahimun, Rahiman, Rahimin. I think I told you the story of Sibawi, right? The great Arabic the great scholar of Arabic grammar. So don't worry about making mistakes, inshallah, in class. Okay, that is awesome. Alhamdulillah. If we were to better check this out in Surah Al-Fatiha, right? What we find here is you have, for example, this word Ar-Rahmani, right? The R3 here, the word at the very end here has a kasra right there. Okay. Ar-Rahimi is the one that we were concerned about and we were looking at. Ar-Rahimi. Okay, we have Alhamdu, correct? Alhamdu. As you can see, that for us is a Dhamma on R3. If I was to remove the Al, let's try to make the whole thing. So we have Alhamdu, with the Fatha, it would be Alhamda. With the kasra, it will be alhamdi. Okay, remove the al if I was to remove the al, this would be hamdun. Very good. Hamdun. And then hamdan. And lastly, hamdin. Very nice. Jazakumullah khair. Lillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki. Interesting thing to note here. Did you know something interesting here? There is no talmeen, correct, but also no al. Ooh, what is up with that? No talmeen and no al. There's a reason for it, don't you worry. We are discussing it very soon. But it's a good observation to make. Yes? All right. Now, let's try to do the same thing for this Maliki. Let's try with Al first. So we have with the Fatha, Al-Mali. Al-Mali. With a Fatha. Undo. I was going to say Al-Dhamma. Sorry. Let's start again with Al-Dhamma. Al-Maliku. Al-Maliku. Excellent. With the Fatha, what's it going to be? Al-Malika. Al-Malika. Very good. With the Kasra, it would be Al-Maliki. Awesome. Okay. If I was to remove the al here and add the dhammas or the tanweens, what's it going to be with the fatha? Mali. Sorry, what's it going to be with the dhamma? Allah help me today. Malikun. Malikun. No, not your fault, Shamila. What's it going to be with the fatha? Mali. Kan. What's it going to be with the kasra? Malikin. Excellent. I think that's pretty obvious now. Alhamdulillah. Likewise, you notice the same thing about yawm, right? Yawm, no al, has no tanween. That's interesting. Let's maybe look at a word. Let's look at maybe the word yawm. Okay, starting with al yaw with a dhamma. Al yaw. Al yaw mu. Al yaw mu. Then the fatha. Al yaw ma. The fatha would be al yaw. Ma, that's okay. And the kasra would be al-yawmi. Al-yawmi. Very good. If I was to put two dhammas, it will become yawmun. Very good. Two fathas would be yawman. Two kasras, yawmin. Yawmin. Very good. MashaAllah. Last thing is ad-dini. By the way, our al-maghdubi is right here, yes? Yeah, we've already covered that. Ad-dini. Let's start with the fatha. Let's start with the dhamma on ad-dini. Addi Dhamma. Addi Nu. Very good. Fatha on Addin. Addi Na. Very good. And Kasra on it finally is Addi Ni. Okay, remove the Al and add a Dhamma. Another Dhamma here. Two Dhammas. Tanmeen. Di. Nun. Dinun. Two fathas. Dinan. Two kasras. Dinin. Awesome. So that is a pretty good activity for us here. Walillahil hamd. Where we've looked at a few words, you know, alhamdu, and we looked at maliki and yomi and ad-din. That was good, folks. Okay, let's look at this ayah here, inshallah. This is from Surah Baqarah. Okay? And it has many interesting things for us to consider. But the one that we're looking at is at the very end. This is often the case with the names of Allah, that it comes at the very end of the ayah, and it often comes in pairs. So here you have two, At-Tawwab and Ar-Rahim. Okay, and if I was to try with At-Tawwabu to put a fatha, what do I get? At-Tawwaba. If I was to put a kasra, At-Tawwabi. Now, remove the al, add a tanween, all three of them together. What's it going to be, folks? If you can write that out, that'll be nice. All three of them, starting with the two dhammas, two fathas, and then the two kasra. Awesome. MashaAllah, Jazakumullah khairan. Tawwabun, Tawwaban, Tawwabin. Amazing. MashaAllah, that is awesome. Okay, that is really, really nice. Jazakumullah khairan for doing, for participating and writing all that stuff here. Okay, so that's great. Walillahi alhamd. Okay, now folks, what we're gonna do is a quick true and false activity, shall we? Just to as a measure of review, and then also as a measure of setting up the next part of the lesson, shall we? So you can write true, or you can write false. You have two options, mashallah. Your chances of getting it right are quite high, 50%. Okay, number one, the tashkil on R3 cannot be changed. For example, in Muslim, true or false? This is obviously false because you spent all this time changing it, right? Just before that, walhamdulillah. This is obviously false. Okay, it can change. The skill in R3 can change while the rest of the tashkil remains the same, right? The dhamma on the meem, the sukoon on R1, the kasra on R2, right? Those things are part of a pattern. They remain as is, but these tashkil of R3 is not part of the pattern. And that's the one that changes. Okay, all isms must have al in the beginning. For example, al-muslimu. The answer to that, of course, is false, as we have seen repeatedly. R3 can take Dhamma, Fatha, or Kasra as its tashkil. For example, Al-Muslim, Al-Muslima, Al-Muslimi. The answer to that one is true. We've just seen quite a few of those examples here. Again, put a period at the very end. All right, again, great. R3 can take tanween, two dhammas, two fathas, or two kasras as its tashkil. For example, muslimun, musliman, and muslimin. This one is also, mashallah, true. It's also true. An ism can have a tanween on R3. And an al in the beginning. For example, al-muslimun. This is false. You cannot have the two on the same word at the same time. Okay? Can't have them at the same word or on the same word at the same time. If or in an ism, there cannot be another letter after R3. After meme here, there cannot be another letter, as you have correctly identified the answer to that is false. There can be another letter after R3. There can be. You might have seen the instances of it. One instance that we saw very recently was the noon after Ar-Rahman, or noon in Ar-Rahman. Now, there is a reason why these things exist. Ar-Rahman, by the way, is an exception to the rule, but at least it still points out this, makes this point. Okay, letters after after R3 in isms. Okay, folks, let us go back to this ayah. What am I doing here? Let us go back to this ayah. Let me open this ayah again. Okay, there are two words on the actor pattern for the root letter Sin Lam Mim. Okay? There are how many? Two words on the actor pattern of family 4 Muslim in this ayah. I want you to spot them, inshallah. Did you all catch that? Some of you were already writing the answers, which is great. Let's try again, okay? Please, two of them. Ready? One when you see the first one, two when you see the second one.
Rabbana waj'alna muslimin laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan
Awesome, mashallah. That was really good. Jazakumullahu khairan. The first word was indeed Muslimaini. And the second word was Muslimatan. Right? We saw that clearly. Alhamdulillah. That is awesome. Okay, let us go back to our notes. You found the two words, Muslimatan, Muslimaini and Muslimatan. This word, Muslimatan, which letter is after R3? The letter after R3 is... The Ta Marbuta. You might have forgotten about Ta Marbuta. But it's made an entry again in our lives. And it will be there for a while now. Inshallah. Muslimatan. Ta Marbuta. I'm highlighting also in the transliteration how it's written as Tan. Very good. In this case, what are the two letters that are after R3? Ya and Noon. Ya and Noon. Excuse me. Those two letters are after the meme here. The question, of course, that I have written here with two question marks is why? Okay. Why is this happening? Well, there is a reason for this. The reason for this is now what we are doing is we're seeing, or we're going to see how words in Arabic change. How words in Arabic change. Pronoun would be a great guess. But pronouns, but here they're going to change in their number. Okay, Muslim is one Muslim. Now you can have, and that's a male Muslim. If you wanted to say female Muslim, you have to add a ta marbuta at the end. Muslima. Muslimatun. Muslimatan. Okay? If you want to increase the number from 1 to 2, or from 2 to 3, you have to add letters after R3, to specify that. And that is the thing that we're starting to see now. That is the reason, in fact, that this is happening. That Muslimatan is actually a feminine word. All words you've seen before. All of these words. Tawab, Malik, Yawm, Deen, Hamd. All the words you've seen in tutorials. All of the actor acted upon, every word we've seen, basically the gender of it was masculine. Okay, the gender was masculine. Actor acted upon. Sorry, mustard, etc. have the masculine gender. Not being like misogynistic or something. This is how we're learning. All right? To make the a word feminine in gender, in Arabic, you must add, where's my tamar buta one? There we go. At or after R3. Now I'm going to put a star next to this because that's generally the rule. Will you have exceptions to that rule? Yes, you will. But the rule is a good rule. And it'll work for us very well, inshallah. To make a word feminine, this is why, right? Why must you do it? Here's why. It is that to make a word feminine in gender, you must add ta marbuta after R3. Okay, here is the ta marbuta that we were looking at, muslimatan. Right? Here is the pattern. Whatever it is, the pattern, actor acted upon, any other pattern that we haven't studied yet, R3 will have what? You notice something here, folks? R3 will have a fatha. Check that out. That's interesting, I think. Do you find that interesting? I hope you do. And then you have ta marbuta added afterwards. And the ta marbuta, as you can see, in certain times, it will join the spelling of the word. This is how it's written. Other times, it will not join. That's a purely spelling thing. But that's how it is. And then it could take any of the tanweens or any of the tashkils. You know, one fatha, one kasra, one dhamma, or two dhammas, two fathas, two kasras, whatever the situation demands of it. Okay, folks? Is it for is that for ease of speech? I don't know why, Brother Bilal. Actually, I never thought about it. And actually, not just never thought about it, I never read anything about it. But that's how it is, unfortunately, right? That the R3, which is now kind of like giving up its role of changing tashkil, assumes a fatha. Maybe that's something, you know. That's kind of one way of looking at it. Okay. What does it do? We just spoke about it makes a word feminine in gender in Arabic. So Muslim is a Muslim man, actually. Muslima is a Muslim woman. Okay. Are you all with me, folks? It could also reference a thing, an object. So here, you see, Lord, make us submissive to you. Make of our descendants a nation that will submit to you. The word for nation in Arabic is, you might know this word, Ummah. Ummah. This word, Muslima, is describing the word Ummah. And that necessitates that it looks like or has the same gender, more precisely, as the word Ummah. Does the Ummah have ta marbuta here? Is it feminine in gender, Ummah? Yes. Is Muslimatan feminine in gender? Yes, it is. All right, that's actually like the reason why it's happening in this ayah. All right, we will talk about this in quite a bit of detail. Don't you worry. All right, we'll talk about this in a lot of detail, but just something for you to observe. The meme ma has a shadda, not necessarily a fatha. Well, does the shadda have a fatha as well on it, Brother Siraj? It does, right? So it the word ummah is different because, and I just wanted to show this because ummah has R2 and R3 are the same root letter. That's what complicates it there. Okay, but the rule for us is R3 is a fatha, right? R3 is a fatha. And then after that, you have a ta marbuta, which can take whatever. Okay, there are, like I said, there's exceptions to the rule as well. Okay, and there's some complications as well that we have not studied just yet. But let us take it step by step, inshallah. Shall we? All right. So let us try now to make make the feminine version. So we have al-muslimu, al-muslima, al-muslimi. We have the masculine version. Let us make al-feminine version. Okay, so what would that be, folks? Starting with the dhamma. No al and tanween together. Al-muslima-tu. Al-muslima-tu. You have to tell me what's on the ta marbuta. Right? That's part of the activity now. Okay? Al-muslima-tu. With the fatha. Al-muslimata. Very good. And with the kasra, it will be al-musli. What goes in the R3? Firstly, what goes in the R3? Party of the fatha. Muslima. And then I have ta marbuta that takes a kasra al-muslimati. All right. And then you can read it like this, right? Al-muslimu, al-muslima, al-muslimi. Al-muslimatu, al-muslimata, al-muslimati. Folks, you with me? We have muslimun, musliman, muslimin. Let's try to make the version, the feminine version of this without the al and with the tanween. Okay, so I will have what? Mostly with the dhamma, folks. Muslimatun, very nice. Muslimatun. That is excellent. Muslimatun. Then with the fatha, muslima. Muslimatan. Amazing. Muslimatan. And then finally, awesome. Muslimatin, right? And then you can read it as a column. Muslimatun, muslimatan, muslimatin. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. That's good, I think. Yes? I think that is not that difficult. Alhamdulillah, we've done quite a good job with it. So we're going to be idhnillahi ta'ala try this out with a few words. As we're going to practice this out a little bit, inshallah, and that would be a interesting thing for us to do. I'm going to copy paste a bunch of tables here, and let's start with the word alim, and I'll put it here at al ali al ali. Mu, right? Al-ali mu. What does the word alim mean? Very good, right? Scholar, person knowledgeable, etc. Okay, awesome. Fatha al a Al-alima, the fatha, right? And the kasra, al-ali-mi. Al-alimi. By the way, I was going to say this, but I forgot. I was going to say this in the beginning. But it's good actually that I'm saying it now, which is that if you are somebody who had missed a few classes and you were behind on the patterns, this is actually a fresh start in the class, in the middle of the course. You can get like back into the routine. The content we've learned doesn't mean that it's now just like gone out the window or something. We're going to continue referencing it. But what that content did for us is it set us up for looking at words and understanding, developing a framework for understanding words for us. Okay, and then we did that quite quickly, under a month, right? This is our fifth week, and by the end of the fourth week in the tutorial, we're doing some pretty heavy stuff, mashallah. So that's what the patterns did for us. But if you missed all the patterns, for example, like you were just like, Qadar Allah ma sha fa'al, this is a time for you to get back and to start again. Okay? If you missed 4 weeks, for example, you can still come in right now and pick this up, inshallah, and build on it. But if you come like 2 weeks in afterwards, like maybe the second week of November or after the little break, after this midterm break, that's what is going to be very difficult for you to just pick up. Okay, so if you are one of those people that unfortunately, you know, for whatever situation was not able to keep up with the classes, this is the time to get back, inshallah. Okay, it's the time to rejoin, start this class first. Don't worry about the recordings before, just start from today, inshallah. Start from today, inshallah. And then we will. You can catch up slowly but surely. Sister Asfia, I was going to ask if you could maybe put that message in the WhatsApp group for all the students. That would be really awesome. Jazakallah khair. I struggle to remember the patterns. Always I need to look at the notes. That's okay. Absolutely. I don't expect you. The expectation is not that you have the patterns memorized right now. If you do, that is you're above the expectation, mashallah. That is awesome. The expectation is that if I give you the generic pattern, R1, R2, R3, and I tell you, look for this in this ayah, or look for this in this word, you can look it up. That's the expectation. So as long as you have the book with you, the patterns, by all means, you go ahead and utilize them, alhamdulillah. Okay? That is great. MashaAllah, everybody's doing a very good job. Now, let us try to do this with the ta marbuta. Okay, make it feminine here. Al ali ma tu. Al ali ma tu. MashaAllah. Very awesome. And then fatha. Al ali ma. Very good, mashaAllah. Al ali ma. My goodness, what is happening? I keep typing the wrong letter. Al ali ma ti. Al ali ma ti. Very good, alhamdulillah. So these are with the al and with the feminine gender. Al-alimatu, al-alimata, al-alimati. This would be the feminine or a female scholar, right? A female scholar, okay? Let's add the tanween. And when we add the tanween, we have to get rid of the al, okay? So what do we have now? We have alimun. Then ali man, and then we have ali men. Just hurrying up the pace a little bit, just keep this going with the tanween and feminine. This is going to be عالي عالي ما تن right عالمة تن then we have عالي ما تن عالمة تن and then finally we have عالي ما عالمة تن ما شاء الله so we can read it in columns العالم العالمة العالمي العالمة 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 عالم عالما عالم عالمة 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 ما شاء الله that is great alhamdulillah let's try it for معلم okay let's try it for the word معلم I will put al what is it going to be folks al معلي al معلي al معلم very good right al معلم right this is the actor for family for family 2 right al معلم is family 2 and the meaning of al muallim is the one who teaches the teacher al muallimu the teacher okay li al muallima very good المعلمي okay المعلمي all right make it feminine المعلمي Santum, well done. Al-mu'allimatu. And now it's easy. From here. Al-mu'allimata. Very nice. And al-mu'allimati. Awesome. Remove tanween. And add two dhammas. First from Mother Abbas was family one. Family one, actor. Okay. Remove, please fill this cell for me. What do I get here? No, I'm not doing the feminine yet. This is the masculine one, right? Awesome. Masha Allah. This is Mu'allimun. Masha Allah, you guys are all Mu'allims now. Are you teaching well? Alhamdulillah. Get it? All right. Alhamdulillah. Mu'allimun. Very nice. Mu'allimun. Min, that is awesome. Alhamdulillah. And now I was to add the ta marbuta at the end. What do I have? I'll wait for you to tell me. Sister Shamim, we're looking for the tanween here. Mu'alli. That's okay. Tun Mu'allimatun Mu'allima Ahsantum Mu'allimatan and then finally Mu'alli Matin, right? The ma is also as important. Mu'alli matin. So we have al-mu'allimu, al-mu'allima, al-mu'allimi. Al-mu'allimatu, al-mu'allimata, al-mu'allimati. Mu'allimun, mu'alliman, mu'allimin. Mu'allimatun, notice the ma. Mu'allimatan, mu'allimatin. These are, or this is the pattern. Let's do one last one. Fatih. Fatih is the actor for family. Fatih, just like alim, is on the pattern actor of the family one, right? Family one, very good. Just like family one has this pattern, Fatih is part of that pattern as well. Fatih is means to open, the one who opens, the opener. Okay, all right. So I will write this here with the al, of course. Al fa ti hu. Very good. Al fa ti ha. Al fa ti hi. Al fa ti hi. Feminine. Al-fa-ti-ha-tun or tu? Tu, right? Al-fa-ti-ha-tu. Al-fa-ti-ha. Al-Fatihata. Al-Fatihati. Very good. Look at this, folks. What is it called? Suratul Fatiha, right? In reality, this is Fatihati with the kasra there. That's okay, it's not pronounced, so it's not written. But isn't that interesting? This is the word. Generally, when a person says it, you stop on the ta marbuta. And when you stop on the ta marbuta, it becomes a ha, right? So the way it's generally pronounced is al-fatiha, ha, like that, okay? Pronounced like al. Like that, right? Generally, and because generally R, the tashkil after R tadi, right, is not generally pronounced in like normal conversation or whatnot. Okay, but just for your F, this is just total FYI, right? This is how, what it looks like if you were to write it out properly. I hope that was an interesting little tidbit for you. Let's continue with our. Tanween Fatihun. Yes, Madabas, this is family one actor, right? This is family one, the actor. Fatihun. Two Fathas Fatihan. Very good. Two Kasras Fatihun. Okay. I want to try to do this with the feminine here. What do I have? Fatihatun. Fatihatun. Very good. Fatihatun. Fatihatan. And of course, فاتحة تن. Okay. She says الفاتح الفاتحة الفاتحي الفاتحة 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 فاتح فاتحا فاتح فاتحة فاتحة فاتحة. That, folks, is you know, if you were to look up the word, again, this is our the dictionary for Hanswear. You look up fataha. Fataha means to open. Fataha means to open something, right? So fataha, he opened. Yaftahu, he opens. Iftah, you open. Al-fath, the opening. Al-fatih, the opener. Al-maftuh, the thing that was opened. Okay, fath is an opening. Here, al-fath is an opening. Other words from this, by the way, is like miftah. You might have heard this word. Miftah is a key. Okay, key to a door. Okay, the word we're looking for is iftitah, is an opening or inauguration. Fatih, the opener. Also, the conqueror. What's the famous conqueror? Muhammad al-Fatih, right? The Turkish, the Ottoman. Great Ottoman Sultan, Muhammad al-Fatih. Fatiha, start, beginning, commencement. Fatihatul Kitab, name of the first surah. Maftuh, something that is opened, or it's already it's open, huh? Like it's like al-bab maftuh, like the door is open. All right. Okay. How are we feeling? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, R3 tashkil, something for us to notice. That is like, it's not no longer accurate, I think. Would you agree with that? Let's delete this. R3, saying R3 tashkil, dhamma, that's technically not accurate anymore. Because look, R3's tashkil is not a dhamma here. R3's tashkil is a fatha constantly. Isn't it? So to say this is R3 tashkil is actually not precise. Doesn't like really work. So now we have to define a terminology for this column, R3 tashkil. Okay, we need to define it as a term, as a concept. Okay, and this is not a concept that this is a concept that generally is a little more difficult to fully internalize because it doesn't exist in English. We don't do this in English. You know, the last letter of the word changes its sound. We don't do that in English, right? Even in spoken Arabic. People don't do that in spoken Arabic generally, okay? So it's a new thing from, I think, multiple angles, all right? But we have to define new terminology for R3 Tashkil Dhamma, R3 Fatha, R3 Kasra, because it's no longer accurate, really. Okay, so what we're going to call R3 Dhamma, right? I'm going to actually copy-paste this guy here. Or maybe I'll copy-paste the Muslim guy here. The Muslim chart is good for us. Right? I'll copy paste the Muslim guy here. Okay. And again, the problem that we were having, we are going to address it. And we're going to change R3 tashkil dhamma to the word marfu'. Some of you may have heard this word before. How many of you heard this word before? Or marfu' or rafa'. If you have, good. If you haven't, good. Alhamdulillah. Let us change this to marfu'. مرفوع. Okay, we're gonna change this guy from مرفوع from فتحة to منصوب. Maybe we'll spell it like a two. I think it's okay to spell it with a U, right? Mansoob. I think you get the idea, right? And this guy, we're gonna call it Majroor. Majroor. All right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to redefine the R3 tashkil. Dhamma to marfu'. R3 tashkil. Kasra to mansoob. And thinking a little ahead of myself there. An R3 tashkil kasra as majroor. Majroor. All right. Yay. Sounds good? That's what I'm going to call it. Let's look at what these words actually mean for a sec, shall we? All right, I'm gonna ask you to tell me from the textbook. It says family one. Which of the six family members are these words? These words we just looked at right now. Oh my goodness, why did it allow me to? These words that we just looked at. Which of the family members is the pattern following? Or more precisely, these words, marfu', mansoob, majroor, all of them are on what pattern of family one? So these words, which pattern are these words on? Or let me rephrase, which family member, sorry, I'm lost for words today, I don't know what's happening. Are these words in family one? Hmm? Which family members? Is that okay, Sister Michelle? Yes, look at R1, at family one here. So it's not going to be a fa'il, right? So not past tense, present tense, or command tense. These are words that are actually up on a, they're part of a family. Okay, so they're not going to be past, present, and command. It's going to be the masdar. The masdar has no predictable pattern. Is it on the pattern? Is it the fa'il, the actor? No, because that has R1 fatha, then alif, then R2 kasra, and then R3. Right? Is it the acted upon? Right? It has al and then a meem with the fatha. Meem with the fatha. Meem with the fatha. Meem with the fatha. R1 with sukoon. R1 with sukoon. R2 with dhamma. R2 with dhamma. Wow. Wow. And then R3 finally. All of these are actually, all of these are, all of these terms are acted upon family and family one. For the word marfu', right? If I take the word marfu', my R1 is ra. My R2 is what? Fa. My R3 is ayn. So if I was to write it, ra fa and ayn. What does this word mean? Rafa'a means to lift up, to raise aloft. Rafa'a means to lift, raise. So marfu', the acted upon, what is the meaning do you think of marfu'? The one raised, right? The one raised. Maybe let's add lift up, raise up. Is that okay? Folks, are you following with me here? Before I give you the terminology to just like try to memorize, I'm trying to actually tell you where the terminology comes from. Okay? So that it's easy for us to remember. And we have the tools to kind of analyze the terminology. All right? Mansoob. You know what I should do? Just one thing. I should maybe open the textbook here and copy the pattern. Oh, where is it? Right there. Right, that's the pattern, right? They acted upon family one. Okay. Yes, absolutely, I will, Sister Shamim. Don't you worry. Okay, what's R1 in Mansoob? Noon. R2. Swat. R3. Ba. Right? So if I was to write it out in Arabic, you had Noon, Sa, and Ba. So if I was to look up, what do I get? Similar. Okay? To raise, to erect, to set up, to pitch a tent, to plant or raise a flagstaff, to hoist. Look at this word, mansub. Mansub, right there. Erected, set up, raised, planted in the ground. Installed in office. MashaAllah, even the dictionary, the Hans Werner time, he's like, yeah, these guys are. let's take two. Let's take the word to erect, okay? So what is this going to be? The one erected, right? One erected. Okay? Or the erected is fine. I'll tell you what it means in a sec, okay? Bear with me. Majroor. Okay. R1. Jim. R2. Ra. R3, folks. Again, R3 is also Ra. This is this is interesting. We have not seen something like this before in our work, where R2 and R3 is the same letter, right? We haven't really studied that. Interesting. But it's there for sure. Let's look it up, shall we? By the way, Hans, when I look it up, I probably should just look up as Jim and Ra. Okay? And there it is. Which is to draw, pull, to tug, to drag, to tow, to bring down. Let's bring to bring down. Let's use this word. So what do we get for the meaning here, folks? The one the one brought down. Okay. Because here the R2 and R3 are the same, that's why in Hans Werner we did that. Don't worry, when we get to the study of when R2 and R3 are the same, I'll explain in more detail. Okay? Right now, I just need to quickly look it up. Quickly look up the word for you guys. So this is the word. The one brought down, the one erected, the one raised up. Okay? Marfu' is the one that's raised up. Let me split my screen here to show you something. Because you may be wondering, how is this related to the terminology? I hope you're wondering. Otherwise, you're like, what is this guy doing? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move my screen here. So you can see this. Perfect. Okay. So what do we have? Marfu', the one that's raised up. The idea is the Dhamma is like raised up, isn't it? If I look at here, the two Dhammas, they're kind of raised up above the letter. Do you see that? They're raised up above the letter. Yes or no? And the one that is majroor, the kasras are brought down. Do you see? So the one that's raised up is marfu'. The one that's brought down is majroor. The one erected, why do you think they're calling it the one erected? Because when you write this word, when you write a word that's mansoob, that's the one you put an alif on. So you erect an alif after it. And thus it is called mansoob. Make sense? Now these are just like, you know, this is the way, like the Arabic terminology or Arabic grammar terminology evolved over time, okay? And there's quite a bit of discussion of why some terms have certain names. Some of it, frankly, doesn't make a lot of sense. Some of it has actual, some legitimate basis, okay? So whenever there is like a legitimate basis to something, I'll try to explain it to you, inshallah, okay? And here is that particular thing. So marfu', mansoob, majroor. Okay, folks? Marfu', the Dhamma. The Dhamma has been raised above the letter. The majroor, the kasra, has been brought down under the letter. And mansoob is the fatha. And the way to remember it is, you know, how there's an alif that's erected after the fatha, or two fathas. That, for us, is why we're calling it, or that's one explanation for why it's called mansoob. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad you're, this was good, it made sense to you, okay? I was debating highly whether I should do this or not, but I'm glad I did. clear. Okay, let's move on to some practice. We have already actually looked at the word Muslim, okay? We already look at the word Muslim here, right? The word al-Muslimu is marfu'. Al-Muslima, mansub, al-Muslimi, majroor. Okay? Al-Muslimatu, mansub. Al-Muslimata, mansub. Al-Muslimati, majroor. And likewise, Muslimun is what? Muslimun, tell me. Marfu'. Marfu'. Musliman. Musliman. Mansoob. Very nice. And Muslimin. Pull down. Majroor. Very good. Muslimatun. Marfu', very good. If you try mar, I will accept that. It's okay. I hope you're not saying that in Urdu though, huh? Mar. Muslimatan. In Urdu, mar means to die. Mansoob, very good. Muslimatan is mansoob. Muslimatin. Majroor. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. That is awesome. Great job. Let us now go to a kahoot that I had prepared for you. Shall we? Today we're ending on a kahoot. Okay. Here is the game pin, folks. Can you please join? Inshallah. All right. Is there somebody who's naming themselves Majroor? That is absolutely hilarious. It's like we're brought down by this amount of study. I hope not. All right. Alhamdulillah. All right. Marfu', Mansoob, and Majroor. All right. What is an ism that is marfu'? R3 tashkil is dhamma. R3 tashkil is two dhammas. The ta marbuta after R3 has a dhamma or two dhammas. All of the above. All of the above. R3. The correct answer, of course, is all of the above. Maybe some of you were quickly pulling the trigger to press the first answer. Haha. But maybe I got you there. It is all of the above. Mashallah. Well done, though. What is an ism that is mansoob? R3 tashkil is fatha. R3 tashkil is two fathas. The tamarbuta after R3 has two fathas or a fatha or all of the above. The correct answer, of course, is all of the above. As we can see, right? Mansoob is either R3 that has two fathas or one fatha, or the ta marbuta has a fatha or two fathas. That's a mansoob word. Okay? Awesome. What is an ism that is majroor? Kasra. Two kasras, ta marbuta has kasra or two kasras or all the above. Correct answer, of course, is all the above. Kasra, kasra, two kasras, or ta marbuta has a kasra or two kasras. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. Continuing on. The root letters of marfu' are ra, fa, and ayn, or mim, ra, and fa. Wait, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Marfu'. Marfu' is ra, fa, and ayn. On the pattern of acted upon. Marfu'. Right there, folks. Okay, let's try the next one. The root letters of mansoob are noon, sad, and ba, or meme, noon, and ba. Mansoob. The correct answer is noon, sad, and ba. Mansoob. On the pattern of this pattern. All right. What are the root letters of majroor? Jim ra ra or mim jim ra. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is Jim, Ra and Ra. That is what we looked up to find. And the meaning of it is to pull down. All right? Mashallah. Who's the lead? Mashallah. Shams. The words marfu', mansub, and majrur are the actor, the acted upon, the masdar, or the past tense, in terms of the family members. They are... the acted upon, right? That's the pattern we saw. The acted upon, not the actor. If it was the actor, it would be rafi' or nasib. Right? Okay. Sister Umziyad in the lead. The word muslimun is marfu', mansub, majroor, or all of the above. Muslimun. It is in fact marfu'. It cannot be all of the above. It can only be one of the three, by the way. Only be one of the three. All right. The word musliman is marfu', mansub, majrur, or all of the above. The correct answer is, it is mansub, alhamdulillah. Very good. The word muslimin is marfu', mansub, or majroor, or all of the above. The correct answer is majroor, alhamdulillah. Please, everybody who's there, please participate. Don't like not participate if you've gotten stuff wrong. Okay, don't you worry. I don't know who these names are. You could like pick a random name, so you don't have to like feel embarrassed or something. Okay, an ism can only be one of marfu' or mansub or majroor. True or false? The answer is actually true. We haven't discussed this. We're going to discuss this again on Thursday. But it can only be one of the three. Okay? As you can see, it can either be this or this or that. It cannot have a fatha and a dhamma. Or a fatha and a kasra. It can only have a dhamma at the end or fatha at the end or a kasra at the end. Right? Okay. Quickly, marfu' means an ism cannot have an al on it. The answer is, of course, false. Marfu' means there's a dhamma at the end. Alhamdulillah. Okay, with that, we'll end the game, inshallah. There's a couple of questions, but I'll ask that for the next kahoot, inshallah, because we're out of time. And mashallah, Sister Shamim has taken first place. I'm assuming Sister M is second place and Sister Umziyad is third. It's a safe assumption to say Sister M. The brothers have to represent better. Come on, brothers. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, everybody, for participating. Everybody has to participate, inshallah. That way we can learn better together, inshallah. And there is no embarrassment in getting things wrong. Jazakumullah khair for attending today. Today what we covered is the concept of marfu', mansub, majroor. We also covered today how the There's letters after RT that we can add, and that is something that's important, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Thursday. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.